I like major sevenths. You said to me, it sounds Celtic. Well, there's a reason for that. I'm using a lot of that kind of chord structure. I didn't realize that when I wrote the songs, you know.
Very interesting.
It is interesting. This is just a chorus. This is just a chorus to a song that I'm just starting to unfold. It's very pretty. Again, it's like a musical. It tells a story.
Pretty, and the voicings that you're using are beautiful.
This is what I spend my time doing, composing chords. Okay, so I'll try that verse again so you can hear the difference that goes into the chorus. So. It always seems to me that whenever I was down, your hand was the one holding mine, but your fingers all I'm going to do that the next week.
What's that one called again?
You'll Have Never Gone Away.
You'll Have Never Gone Away.
I wrote it for a friend who was going away for like a year. But you know what? This song had a beautiful chord structure higher. That's why I didn't want to change it. This is how it used to be in the key of this key. The same thing. And then listen to these chords. I couldn't replicate it in the key of it. But I don't know. See, when I sing higher, I feel like I can express more. When I'm lower, I'm just more muted. It seems more dull. I don't know. But then when I listen to a recording, it's hard on the ears. It definitely is the higher part. I mean, with my tone. I don't know.
Wow, Judy.
That's a hard one.
That is so beautiful.